Welcome to Building Dreams, an insider's guide to home building with Timberblock. I'm Penny Carrick.
And I'm Aaron Burns.
Thank you for listening.
Super excited today to have a special guest with us. We have Mark Childers. Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. How's everybody?
Good, good. And excellent. Mark is the Director of Business Development for Timberblock. Again, welcome. And just tell us a little bit about, Mark, not just what you do at Timberblock, yes, that, but also a little bit about your background and history.
Absolutely. First of all, thanks for having me. Super excited to talk to both of you. My role here with Timberblock, they brought me on to help expand the brand. So with 20 years of building experience and a great reputation in the marketplace already, they really wanted to help, get us out into the different markets. And that's one of my roles here. But my background has been in both business development and real estate. So I come with a real estate background where I sold real estate here in the mountains of North Carolina for a long time and loved it. But happy to join forces with Timberblock to help expand everything that they've been doing here for the past 20 years.
And that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about our brand new Realtor Advantage program. And we're going to get real deep into it. We're going to talk about the resources and all the sort of stuff that we have. But give us a little bit of an overview about the Realtor Advantage program.
So the Realtor Advantage program kind of was born out of the idea of, one of the pain points that I always experienced as a real estate agent was getting land listings. They're somewhat dreaded if you're a veteran real estate agent, just from they're kind of hard to market. You can only take so many angles of pictures of trees and grass and things like that. So it's sort of hard to market. They sit on your inventory for quite some time. So that always creates some tough conversations with your sellers who may want to move that piece of land quicker than is realistically possible. So one of the things that we came up with, Timberblock has a fantastic in-house production team that has created their own renderings. We have 70 plus models of beautiful homes already at our fingertips. So we're kind of married the idea between the two is utilizing real estate agents to create ghost listings, if you're familiar with it, or to be built listings, depending on what your market is. And it allows the real estate agent to access our renderings of our beautiful homes and put those on a vacant piece of land. They just basically create a separate MLS listing with a to be built structure. And all of a sudden, all those people out there that are looking to build a house or looking for a certain bedroom, bathroom combination, price point, that sort of thing. Now that will show up in MLS and they get a lot more traction on that piece of land. So they could still sell the vacant piece of land, or now they can sell that vacant piece of land with a house on it. And it benefits both the real estate agent, the seller who's trying to get rid of that piece of land, and then also benefits Timberblock because now we have an introduction to a client that's looking to build a beautiful home with a qualified builder.
Yeah, so Mark, previously, or historically, it's been kind of difficult to kind of come up with an eye-popping ghost listing or a to-be-built. Yes. I've always seen it, and we've done it where you've shown a black and white rendering, basically, of a home. Maybe you have a set of plans from years ago that you're recycling. You see a lot of builders doing that. This is different. So kind of walk us through kind of maybe what you guys are seeing out there and what maybe other companies weren't really doing and what we're doing a little different now.
Absolutely. And I've seen everything you just described. I've seen from, like I said, black and white renderings to just pictures of blueprints. Usually a lot of times it's one picture of an elevation of a home or something like that. Timberblock's kind of taken it up a notch, if you will, from giving them access to 15 plus pictures for each home. They'll have access to that real estate agent can also download a description of that property that we've created for them. They'll be able to price it, which is one of the biggest issues. We partnered with RS Means that gives us 700 different data points of locations across North America. So it really doesn't matter where that real estate agent is. They can now access all of this. We've created a portal that we house all of this in. So once they sign up and join the program, which is free for them as well, They have access to all this information at their fingertips, so they're not having to call me directly or a home consultant and try and get this information or wait for when we have time to email it to them. They literally just log into one place. They have access to all those renderings. They can download those. They can download the description of the property and make a beautiful listing all in one place.
And when you talk about those images, I mean, these aren't just any normal images. These are the 3D renderings that you might be accustomed to seeing with TimberBlock's designs.
Absolutely.
You know, these are absolutely beautiful. These are, you know, they have a whole portrait. They show the whole property basically, and you can really get a sense of what that house is going to look like, you know, on that land as well. That's really the big difference in my view as well.
And that, you know, it was a slower process than I would have liked to get there. It's because we've done that legwork, as you mentioned, you know, to really make sure our team is fantastic at what they do. Those renderings are, you know, top of the line. They also get a video with each property that they can upload directly into MLS as well. And you know, it's state of the art, I guess, is the best way to put it for today's.
Yeah, I mean, times. I've done it before where, you know, I've had to hire a designer to come up with those renderings and come up with a floor plan. And you know, as somebody who, you know, is trying to list a house to be built, there's money out. And could be thousands of dollars out in just design. And what we've got here is a little different, right? It's, you know, this is free at your fingertips. You can download, you know, all the renderings, the videos, the floor plans, all the information you need, and get that listed quickly onto the MLS and see if you can't move and get a project going.
And quickly is, you know, is the key, you know, in the world of business, you know, and it's, we need to be able to move at the speed of business. And, you know, these real estate agents have a tough job as it is, you know, marketing properties, trying to sell things, making sure that they stay up to date with everything that they have to stay up to date with. What's nice about this too is, you know, having access to a multitude of models that they can log into in one place and find, kind of pick and choose which model they want to use. If they're not getting traction on a particular model, they can also withdraw that listing and upload yet a different model at maybe a different price point. And, you know, just a different way to market that, again, that same piece of land, trying to get someone's attention, help the consumers out there that are looking to build or looking to be in a particular area. It's just a nice way for them to be able to do business.
And this is something that we can adopt throughout the country, you know, coast to coast. Anybody can sign up and be a part of this program and start to utilize the tools that you have. Again, just logging into our portal and at your fingertips, it's readily available for you.
It was the whole idea that, you know, was to make this, to do all the hard work, if you will, upfront. So creating that portal, our marketing team, again, to give them a lot of credit, did a tremendous job on making it easy to access. Again, the program's free for them to sign up for. So it's a very simple, couple of steps to get logged into that portal. Once they have access, they can come back in to that portal, also, you know, once they sell that piece of property, they get paid for selling the land. But if they do find a buyer for a TimberBlock home or that their buyer's interested in building one of the TimberBlock models, and doesn't even have to be the one they listed on MLS, then we'd also pay, you know, the real estate agent a commission as well on the materials package. So, good all the way around, you know, helps us, helps them, and helps the consumer was the whole idea behind this.
Yeah, that's excellent. And, so let's kind of get into kind of what that portal looks like and, you know, if you're a real estate agent out there and, you know, you're interested, you know, what's the first step?
So first step really is to, for any real estate agent, they can access this by going to timberblock.com. Scroll to the very bottom. There's a link at the very bottom that says partner with us. That takes them to a tab that will allow them to click on the Realtor Advantage program, which is what we're talking about today. Once they click on that, there's a button where they can click to sign up. And once they do that, basically just ask for some very basic information, name, phone number, email address, very, very, very basic information. Once they complete that, they get approved almost instantly. And then they create their own login information, so they don't have to wait for us to send them a password or anything like that. They go ahead and create with their email their own login information. And then within the portal, the things that they're going to find, you know, as soon as they log in, it says, welcome to the Timberblock, you know, Realtor Advantage portal. They can click start here. That'll take them to the next tile, if you will, or the next screen that says create your own ghost listing. And then once they click on that, it'll walk them through basically the three easy steps of creating that your own listing. You know, that first step is finding and picking out the model that they want to choose, you know, to put on that piece of land. They can look at some snapshot pictures. And then once they click on each one of those models, they'll be able to download, as I mentioned before, somewhere between 15 to 20 different images of rooms, the exterior elevations. They can copy and paste the description. Within that same tile, they'll be able to download the floor plan and attach that as a attachment within MLS. And if anybody wants to download and hand it out to their client, they have a floor plan that they can hand out now. And then once they get the basics of the MLS listing up, or the description, pictures, the video, all of that is right there, then the very next step is they go to price your particular model. So they'll select the closest location where they're at. So if it's, you know, I'm here just outside of Hickory, North Carolina, you know, I would select Hickory, North Carolina. The next drop down gives them the model options, and then they can pick that model. And then once they do that, it actually gives them the price that they can put into MLS.
That's kind of important too, and we've touched on this, but as an agent working with, let's say, a landowner, it's important to pick the right house for that land, right? So there's a whole range of different price points out there, and you can play around with seeing what, you know, obviously aesthetically works for that property, but, you know, what that price point is in that local market. And where I am outside of Boston, it's completely different than where you are in North Carolina, right?
It is.
So, you know, we might choose different renderings. And then also going back to kind of testing, because you can A/B test, you know, different models, you can see what traction is out there for different types of homes and different layouts, bedrooms, bathroom count, all of that stuff.
And you bring up some really great points that, you know, the real estate agent is the professional. Again, we're providing a tool for them to be successful, or help them to be successful. And, you know, that's why we're trying to give them as many options as possible, because they know, you know, every piece of land is a little bit different. Sometimes it's on a lake, sometimes it has a mountain view, sometimes it's an infill lot. You know, so each one of those is going to command maybe a different price point and a different style of home. So we have currently on the portal, we have something from everyone, you know, a representation from every model of category that we have, from farmhouses to classic designs and that sort of thing. We're going to continue to build that. So as I mentioned before, we have close to 70 on our website, and we're going to continue to add to this portal so that the real estate agents will just continue to grow what their options are. And to your point, different price points, different looks and feels, and it's going to be different. It depends on what part of the country you're in, depends on, you know, your particular market, but that'll be up to the real estate agent. There's no one from Timberblock dictating that. And more importantly, you know, they can have that conversation as they get more comfortable working with Timberblock, that, you know, they can direct their client to Timberblock to work with a home consultant and maybe pick out even a different model than they had put on their MLS listing. So lots of options.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think one point to talk about too is how private it really is. Like you mentioned, you know, when you're logging in and you're creating your own login, it is very personal and private to you. Nobody has access to your password, nothing like that. And it's so easy to just go back in and then access your portal at any time, and then utilize all the, you know, once you do those first steps, you're in, and then you have a whole pile of resources on top of it. Like you said, you know, there's videos, the pictures you can download, those sorts of things.
And that was the idea, you know, is again, try and make it as easy, you know, for the real estate community as possible to get access to this type of information. You know, Aaron pointed out earlier, you know, in historically speaking, that's not really been available, and I can speak to it as being a realtor. You know, I would either have to go out and create this or hire someone to create this type of content for me. And now to have this at my fingertips and readily available. So if I'm sitting down at 10 o'clock at night to create a listing or update this ghost listing or to be built listing, once they have access to log in, they can come back to it at any time and update or change.
Yeah, let's kind of go back to the pricing aspect of this. And, you know, for me, as the person who has to come up with a budget for our clients and sure. think about construction costs and everything that goes into it. Talk about kind of like the nuts and bolts behind all the data that you guys researched and basically invested in to figure out what local markets have for construction costs, labor costs. You know, everywhere is different, right? So kind of
it's very, very different.
We have a drop down box and you can select which city you're closest to, and the pricing changes, you know, from where, you know, if I'm building out in, the Berkshires of Massachusetts versus Boston, it's a completely different price for good reason. And you guys have kind of broken that down.
Exactly right. You know, and RS Means was our partner in this. And again, they have data from, you know, across North America. So we were able to tap into that. We would take our base pricing, so we knew what it already cost in certain markets to build. And then we were able to either add or subtract from that base pricing. And that's how we came up with, because they know, you know, in this particular market, for example, Colorado or Boston is going to be more expensive than it is here in North Carolina or the South in general. So we just add or subtract depending on what those market costs are, you know, whether it's labor cost, material cost, or whatever. And this is updated every quarter. So it's not a static number that's going to go, you know, expire, if you will, or get old. We're going to update that once a quarter as we get new data from this company and keep it fresh at all times so that, you know, we're putting good numbers out there and communicating transparency.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, really maybe one area to kind of look at and building that kind of relationship with maybe, you know, somebody at Timberblock is, you know, if you have something that you're going to list, you know, having a conversation, even if it's just brief, to kind of maybe understand what's involved or what's included in that price. Because I think that's kind of like the biggest question is like, okay, here's a price, but what's included? You know, let's kind of talk about that. I think the biggest thing, it really sometimes just depends on the land and like site work and getting the site ready to be built, because a piece of property on a lake that needs a 1,000-foot driveway is different than a field that is basically ready to go. So
correct.
There's a little bit there to still unpack as the agent and the professional listing it. So
correct.
Being able to even bounce those conversations off of one of us, you know, I think is important, but let's kind of dive into what's included and how you guys thought about that.
Sure. And so, you know, basically what's included in the pricing that we have is to build the timber block home. So we know what's involved in that materials package that goes out to the job site. We have some built in for a small amount of grading for the foundation, that sort of thing. All of ours are based on an unfinished basement. So in other words, if your client decides they want to do a finished basement or a different type of foundation, that could impact pricing one way or the other, or if they wanted to go on a slab on grade, of course, it would drop the price a little bit. So, you know, the things that an agent really needs to be aware of is if it's a lot that's going to need a lot of grading, to your point, you know, a lot of site prep, a lot of site work, is to have that conversation with us up front, possibly, or just let the client know, hey, this price does not include extensive amount of grading. If it's going to be $100,000 to prepare that lot, that would be a great conversation to have with the client up front. But also, you know, every client that gets referred to Timberblock gets assigned to a home consultant that specializes in Timberblock properties. So that's a conversation that would get taken care of very early in the conversation with the client. Is let's look at this location. Let's look at a topo and see what that property looks like, and then start to peel back what those numbers may look like as far as grading, If it's in one of our turnkey locations, then we would send somebody out to look at the location and give them, you know, a perfectly accurate quote on even the grading.
Yeah, that's right. And I think the important thing here is to know that, you know, this is to get people thinking about what's possible on that land. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe somebody is attracted to a certain design and layout. Ultimately, that house still needs to be designed. So through our architectural engineering side, you know, once that land is sold, you know, then we're also kind of diving right into with that new client, somebody in that design mindset and start to really kind of think through the architecture of it. So again, it's things can change, you know, even Absolutely. Though you have a listing, it's really just to get pretty darn close,
right?
Make sure you've got the right price point for that market. You've got a home that is attractive, but ultimately that new owner is kind of in the driver's seat now, and they can start to customize and make some changes on their dream home, basically.
We always talk about at Timberblock, you know, we have all of these designs that we've created and they are absolutely beautiful. I don't know any that are not, but it is funny that, you know, we almost never build them exactly the way we designed them. You know, everything is 100% customizable. So, you know, to your point, you know, even though they pick something out on MLS or they pick something out from our website, you know, they're going to sit down with a designer that's going to give them an opportunity to say, hey, I'd like to move this over here or change this wall. And all of those things, they have access to all of that. And to your point, all those things change, you know, before they go to engineering. And the client, of course, is kept up to date on every step of the way. One of the things I failed to mention earlier is another aspect from the realtor portal, or once they have access to the entire program, we have a resources tab where they can actually share a video with rooms, the exterior elevations. They can go to the client or download our 6-step process of what the client will expect once they join Timberblock. And it's a great visual for them to be able to share with someone or to understand exactly what steps a client goes through from beginning to end, with Timberblock. So yeah, I'll let that is at their fingertip as well.
Oh, that's excellent. So let's kind of go into kind of the feedback so far. It's a new program. We just rolled this out, but we've got agents out there already. Kind of give us a little bit of the feedback. What do you guys see out there?
So we've had our soft launch already. It's going incredibly well. Obviously, a lot of realtors are excited and signing up for it. We've had several that have already started their to-be-built or their ghost listings out there. You know, one of the ones I can think of, I think they had a piece of land that had been sitting for 200 plus days. I don't remember the exact amount, but over 200 days on the market with, and in the past 6 months, they've had almost no attention on that piece of land whatsoever. As soon as they added one of our models, I think we had three leads come in within the first week of that listing going live. So, you know, every time, you know, we have a new agent, you know, come on board or hear about it and sign up, you know, this pretty standard for the feedback is they are very, very excited to have to have access to this. The feedback's been positive, and then what it's doing for them in their marketplace has just been incredible. So, you know, it's new for Timberblock. So, you know, we're looking forward to, you know, expanding all of these, opportunities, but from the very beginning, it's very exciting for us.
Yeah, and one of the things.
Sorry, Aaron. This is something just like Timberblock, we are innovative and we always want to keep, you know, one step ahead. And I think that when we were talking about building the Realtor Advantage program, we were excited about this part and very confident in it. And like you said, I mean, for somebody to have land for sale for over 200 plus days, and then for all the interest to come in, it really does make sense because they have such a visual. And that's like something is like such a visual, and nothing is better than being able to actually see.
It gives validity to that piece of land. You know, it's so hard sometimes to have a vision when you're looking at a raw piece of land to say, you know, could I build my dream house on this piece of land? You know, yes, that's a beautiful view, but where would I, where would I put the house? And again, most of the time we're not, you know, we're not dealing with someone in the industry. So we're not dealing with clients that build houses for a living. These are people who just have a vision that they want to live in this particular area, or they like this general location. And then if you can help show them exactly what, you know, a beautiful home in this particular neighborhood or on this lake property looks like, it really helps drive it home for them. That visual usually takes it over the top. Good point.
So the other aspect of this, there's things that we're building on. There's going to be a knowledge center. So to learn more about Timberblock, videos, just more to just kind of get in the weeds of, you know, maybe what Timberblock is and understand as an agent, maybe what some of the technology in our homes actually is, how they're constructed. Sure. So that whole thing is coming as well. And obviously, anybody at Timberblock is a wealth of knowledge that you can talk to anytime if you're just interested to learn more about how our homes are built and manufactured and everything that goes into it.
As mentioned, we're in the very early stages of rolling this out. And to your point, that resource tab is going to continue to grow into Timberblock University, where real estate professionals and others can join in and, to your point, learn more about either the portal itself or learn more about Timberblock, how we do things, what makes Timberblock unique and special. So all of that is to come. And in addition to that, you know, one of the pain points a lot of consumers are finding right now, and real estate professionals, and I can speak to it personally, is finding qualified builders. So even if you are able to sell a home and you find the perfect model and you actually sell it, one of the things that we are rolling out is our Builder Advantage program. So we are, as we grow in markets with real estate professionals, you know, across the United States, we're going to be expanding and opening up Builder Advantage program. So builders can join to work exclusively with Timberblock and build our products in their marketplaces. So we'll marry realtors with builders in their community. They'll be fully vetted with background checks. They'll be knowledgeable on how to build our Timberblock homes and supported, of course, by Timberblock, the home office. So that's something we're really, really excited about. And that's kind of our next phase. Our next rollout's coming right behind us.
It sounds
that's
like
always the biggest thing.
Another podcast coming up with you, Omar.
It could be. It could be. Yes, indeed.
I think it's always been a hard thing to kind of put all the pieces together. If your dream is to build a home, right? Okay, I got to find the land. I got to make sure, you know, I want to pick out the house of my dreams and make sure that house actually fits. Then I got to hire the architect, the engineer, and then I got to go do all this design and maybe find a builder. And then come to find out that maybe I over-designed something and I'm back to the drawing board and it's a big loop. This consolidates a lot of it. And especially with the Builder Advantage program, having those builders in the network, understanding what's involved in building a Timberblock home, knowing that local market, you know, the pricing tool in the portal, it's amazing. And it's pretty darn accurate and it's going to be a great tool. But being able to quickly connect the builder and then loop in everything that is involved in the project, the faster you can come up with that budget price and get through design. I mean, it's kind of a home run in new construction. It's one of those things. It's rarely done, and it's not usually done cleanly, and it's not an efficient process. Sometimes it's kind of, it can take a while. This changes that a lot.
I love how fired up you are about
this. I am fired up.
It gets you so excited. And I mean, in case anybody, you know, if there's someone out there that doesn't know, Aaron is a Timberblock dealer and builder. So, I mean, I can see why you're all fired up. But
it's a home run.
I love your enthusiasm. I love how you're using this yourself.
We have two listed right now. And I can speak to it. I love it. It's changed the game for sure.
We tried to approach this kind of, you know, from the eye of the, you know, the consumer, whether that's the real estate professional, the builder or the home builder. Yeah, home buyer, sorry. And you know, we tried to look at, you know, what are all those pain points? You know, what would make sense for everyone? And that was how all this sort of came to fruition and trying to fix a lot of those problems in the marketplace. So, you know, I'm glad you're excited. I know we're excited, and you know, it continues to grow every day. I mean, we just, you know, keep trying to add to it, and then getting the word out there is kind of the next steps.
So speaking of getting the word out there, what are you doing to or with agents, if anybody is interested and they want to learn more, kind of what are you doing to talk to more agents and just kind of spread the word?
So anybody that is interested in learning more about the program, wanting a walkthrough of the portal, you know, or help getting signed up for it, they can sign up directly with a link to my calendar, and I'm happy to schedule a call with them where I can share my screen and walk them exactly through the portal and how to use it, where to find everything, make it very educational. Of course, I'm available for follow-up if they need help after the fact or starting their first MLS listing, or if they just have general questions about how this works or why they should do it. I'm available anytime, and all my contact information is on the website.
Yeah, we'll definitely put that link to your calendar and everything Perfect. Else in this podcast description too. So you'll be able to find that there easily. Well, as we saw and as we heard, we're all very excited about it here at Timber Block. Aaron's excited, and it's already, this is pretty new. It's like we keep talking about how new it is, but I mean, it really started off with a bang, and it's exciting. It's a brand new year, and we're looking forward to, you know, watching that grow, rolling out the builder development program as well. So, Mark, thank you so very much for being on with us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And, you know, Aaron and I, we did a podcast right before Christmas, and we said that you were going to be on talking about it. And we forgot to mention to you that you were going to be on here talking about it.
So I got wind. Yeah.
So we sure. really appreciate you being here. And then we, of course, are going to have follow up and you back on a follow up podcast. Talking a little bit and going deeper once we get the builder. And actually, we'll talk about a little more too down the line about how this is working for real estate agents. But so again, thank you very much on behalf of Aaron and I. And Aaron, thank you always for being the host with me on this podcast. And you can find us anytime on YouTube. And we'll have all the links in there too, as well as Spotify. So thank you again for joining us on the Building Dreams podcast, and we will talk to you all soon.
Thanks again.